Hey, my name's Dan Imprint, and I am a staff writer here with The Movie Buff. You're listening to an episode of The Movie Buff Podcast, so we currently cover the Tribeca Film Festival, and this is The Movie Buff at Tribeca. For this episode, I was able to speak with director Delmar Washington and screenwriter Tucker Morgan for their film No Running, a film about a young black man forced to go on the run after a school friend mysteriously disappears and everyone assumes he did it. No Running blends sci-fi, conspiracy, and a black experience in truly fascinating ways. The film is having its online world premiere tonight as part of Tribeca at Home at 8 p.m. More info will be linked below, but let's get right into the interview. Can I have you guys introduce yourselves just so we can get used to the voices? If you wanted to go first, please. Delmar?
Sure. Hi, my name is Delmar Washington. I am the director of No Running.
Hi, my name is Tucker Morgan, and I am the screenwriter of No Running.
I love it. You guys know the drill. And I'm Daniel, the host of the Movie Buff podcast. And I'm glad to be talking with you guys about No Running. Tucker, I'd love to start by asking just a kind of a background question. I read about in your bio that you studied documentary filmmaking. So I'd love to hear about just what got you interested in writing a narrative feature like No Running.
So I actually studied documentary in school, and I did a few short documentaries after graduating. I would actually give a lot of credit to the movie Get Out. After watching that, I realized I could tackle a lot of the issues I was passionate about regarding the Black experience in an entertaining way. And I felt like that sort of gave me the inspiration to start studying screenwriting. And from that, I started creating No Running based on my own personal experience as a young black man in America, if that answers your question a little bit.
So it started as a story about the Black experience. So I'd love to hear how you worked in the conspiracy elements and the sci-fi elements.
Yeah, so I first came up with a concept by asking myself, if I had been at a party back in the day and I left the party with a girl, the girl mysteriously disappeared, what would happen to me? I wouldn't be believed. Would I go on the run? Would I be locked up, et cetera? And as a sci-fi nerd, I was reading this New York Times article about what percentage of the United States believes in aliens. And I felt that I could combine those elements in a similar way that Jordan Peele did with Get Out. And make it more accessible, a Black story more accessible to all audiences.
And that is so interesting.
Yeah.
And Delmar, what made you want to come on board and tell this story with Tucker?
Yeah, that's a great question. I had a short film that I was putting in festivals and things of that nature, and the producer of this film, they saw my short film and they reached out to me and they were like, hey man, we got three movies that we would love for you to read and consider to potentially coming on board to direct. And when I came across Tucker film No Running, it hit me. You know, I felt like Tucker did a great job intertwining fact and fiction and really talking about what's happening currently in this state of America, as an African-American, male dealing with police brutality and the social and racial inequalities and issues and things of that nature that's happening around us in our community. It has a big effect and impact on me. Also, I'm a father of a 16-year-old boy who, when I was reading the character of Jalen, who was played by Skylin Brooks, I was like, wow, this reminds me so much of my son, and I pray every day that when he leaves the house and hoping that he comes back, without any issues or harm or anything of that nature. So make a long story short, when I saw this film, it was personal for me. And I knew that I had to be the guy to direct it. As an artist, I feel like my responsibility is to reflect the time. And that's why I chose No Running.
Okay. And I think that's interesting with you bringing that up, just because I read in your director's statement that Jalen is treated as an adult despite his young age. So can you speak a bit about how you guys casted him, and like, and if you had to keep that in mind when casting him, that aspect of his character?
Absolutely. You know, it's unfortunate that when you see a lot of the cases that are surrounding, you know, young Black men in America, the skin is the crime, you know, and they are treated like adults. They're not treated as, or described as, you know, teenagers or young boys. They're described as men. And that was, you know, that's the reality of what we're dealing with. And we want to make sure that that also, it transfer over into the film, you know? So when we were, when I was doing the casting, I met with Skylin, and I knew that he was the one, you know, off the bat. Like, him and I, we gelled immediately. And a lot of the conversations that we had was just, how do we keep it authentic? How do we make sure that it's real, that you know, that it's grounded, and that we bring our truth to the screen?
Okay. Skylin's so great. It kind of feels like it was almost written for him.
Yeah. He, you know, Skylin was the, I would say he is the G, and it's the older G in the situation. You know, he has a lot of, he come with a lot of experience. You know, he humbled himself to work with me as a first time feature filmmaker. And I was truly blessed to be able to work with Skylin, and alongside of other, highly regarded, you know, actors and actresses such as Rutina Wesley and Shane West and Terry Mannin and Clark Beckel. They all were like amazing people to work with.
Okay. I'd love to hear the story about how you guys casted Bill Engvall for this to be one of Jalen's allies in the story.
Yeah. Bill, he was on another film that that the producers shot before my movie. And they actually, you know, when we were doing the casting process, I was looking at tapes, watching a bunch of, you know, different dailies from other movies, and you know, people were submitting their auditions tapes, and I saw his reel, and I thought that he would be perfect for that role. So
okay, now so going back in the conversation a bit, I was curious, just because this is such an important story, like, does it ever get emotional while filming it, just with all the rich themes about your identity and just exploring all those aspects?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it was a time when we were filming the scene inside the interrogation room, and you hearing this kid, Jalen, who Skylin is playing, you hear him trying to plead his case, and he's talking about creatures. He's like, it was the aliens, the creatures did it. And, you know, people are looking at, I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's your mom or your father or whoever, your best friend. If someone come to you and talk about creatures, you're going to look at them weirdly. You're going to look at them differently. And you're going to be like, yo, this is bizarre. Your statement is bizarre. And even though Jalen in the movie, he's trying to explain himself, his statement is bizarre. And I think that is symbolic to what's happening in America today, when you see a lot of young Black men trying to prove their innocence, and their statements is bizarre. You know, it's coming across as bizarre. They might as well be talking about creatures, you know? So.
Okay. Tucker, did you have anything to add onto that?
Just in terms of,
being like emotional, you know, from the emotional standpoint.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So I would say, even writing it is emotional because you're sort of reliving trauma. But I think what Delmar did a great job of in this film was adding, we talked about this with someone else, Black joy to the story. So you sort of balance some of those lighthearted moments with the emotional ones, which gives audiences as well as us breaks when reliving these moments, because these are experiences that unfortunately a lot of us live through and are still living through. Or we're now seeing more and more on TV due to iPhones and YouTube, Instagram. So yeah, it's emotional, but it's also important and grounded in reality. So it's sort of, it's important that those elements are shown and experienced.
Okay. And the lighthearted moments you're speaking of, what was it like creating that chemistry between Skylyn Brooks and whoever, I can't remember the woman who plays Amira, sorry.
Clark Becko.
Okay. What was it like just like creating the chemistry between them?
Oh man, it was fun. You know, like the what they call black boy and black girl joy, you know, it's just like the natural magic that they brought, you know, to set. It was great. You know what I mean? I didn't really have to work too hard. You know what I mean? Because they embody the character and they understood, you know, what we were going for. And we all shared the same ideas and goals and things of that nature. So, but yeah, we had a lot of fun for sure. There was a scene though that Clark had it when she had to jump into the water and the lake. That scene was very challenging for her because, you know, it was cold and it was like 30 degrees outside and she did it. She was a trooper. She jumped in the water and it was all good. But yeah, it was fun nonetheless.
See, I'm in Canada, so I'm trying to do the math between the Fahrenheit and the Celsius because 30 degrees Celsius is hot for us.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably like 10 degrees Celsius.
Yeah. Or zero.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's probably closer. Now, do you guys have any cool stories from the set that you love telling?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I was blessed to be able to work with, you know, such high caliber talent. So I really enjoyed the whole process from beginning to end. I never thought that I'll, you know, have to live through a pandemic. There was a portion of the you know, time while we were making this film, I thought it would never see the light of day. You know, we had to completely shut everything off and it was crickets, but, you know, working with the editor, Adam Tyree, he continued to muscle it through. So even in the post process, it was like, wow, we're almost there. But every day just kind of showing up and working with the crew, we had a really good crew and it felt like a family and the cast were, you know, they were all amazing. So, yeah.
Okay. And with that fear of it, maybe never seeing the light of day, what's it like for you guys that it's actually going to be premiering soon?
Oh, it's a blessing. It feels surreal still, but yeah, it's definitely a blessing. And it's an honor to be a part of the Juneteenth programming as well. Yeah, it's been pretty surreal. It's been a crazy ride.
Okay.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely a celebration. That's for sure. That it's coming out and we hope that you guys check it out.
Awesome. And also, yeah, just what does it mean for you two just to be part of that important Miss Juneteenth programming at Tribeca?
Go ahead, Tucker.
Well, I was just going to say, I hope, like Delmar just said, with the celebration, it's a celebration of Black stories and Black art. I just hope that we're inspiring future generations of filmmakers to jump in the ring and try being a writer, try directing. It's a whole new ball game, and I hope people are inspired by this story.
Okay, I love that. Just inspire other kids and just up and coming artists.
Yeah.
And especially probably for your kid as well, right, Delmar?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, we, as an artist, you have to reflect the times. And this film does a great job of that. And I'm hoping that it shed light on, like you said, like my son's 16 years old and other young Black males. I hope it has shed light on their, you know, on their situations and give validity to, you know, their truth, you know, and continue the conversation around, you know, around what we're trying to state.
Awesome. Cool. So director Delmar Washington and writer Tucker Morgan for No Running premiering at Tribeca soon. Thank you guys for chatting with me on The Movie Buff.
Thank you.
As always, we appreciate you listening to our podcasts, and for more continued coverage of Tribeca, including audio interviews, video interviews, and of course reviews, stay tuned to themoviebuff.net.